Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. House leaders have a proposal to constitutionally protect the annual check Alaskans receive from the state's oil wealth fund. It likely will not be a full dividend. House Finance Committee Co-Chairman Paul Seaton says he anticipates a new calculation similar to what the House previously proposed, which limited the payout. The proposal, which is expected to address the use of permanent fund earnings and constitutionally protect a permanent fund dividend, is set for introduction today. It's being pushed by leaders in the House, frustrated by the Republican-led Senate's opposition to taxes as a way to diversify state revenues, but it could be difficult to pass. Two-thirds of each the House and Senate must approve a proposed constitutional amendment before it can go to voters. The 22-member House majority cannot reach that threshold without help from minority Republicans. Tiffany Zelkowski took the oath of office on Friday to become the first representative for the 38th district, which includes Bethel and 29 villages. Zelkowski says she'll get to work immediately, noting that Friday was the 53rd day of the legislative session.
This is my day one, so there's a lot to catch up on, and it's an honor to be here to represent District 38 and the friends and family and the communities that I've come to know and love since my youth. So it's a great honor to stand, especially on the shoulders of giants and the women that have come before me, the Alaska Native women that have come before me.
Zelkowski is Yupik and a former mayor of Bethel. She has served as vice president of communications for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. She's one of 19 women in the current legislature, the highest number in the history of Alaska, and she says she'll be looking to get up to speed on different issues, including revising the legislature's sexual harassment policy. She replaces Zach Fansler, who resigned after a woman alleged that he slapped her in his hotel room in January. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House expects Representative David Guttenberg to be back at work today. Guttenberg was taken to the hospital Thursday for what was characterized as an unknown medical emergency. Speaker Bryce Edgman told reporters Friday that he thinks Guttenberg had an issue with his blood pressure medication. Guttenberg is a Democrat from Fairbanks. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies and a chance of rain for today. Patchy fog for tonight could get as high as the mid-40s for today. Low tonight should be about 35 to 40 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.